You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Jen Nonred, here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports, too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. Now, by the time I'm recording this episode, if you do live in the Guelph and nearby regions, you probably witnessed the first light snow of the year, which was very chilly and cold. That's one thing for sure. It was really nice, though. I don't know what it is about the first snow that you get usually in a year. There's just something so romantic about it. And all you want to do is, you know, go out for a very, very brief amount of time. So you get just the right amount of coldness. And then you come back home, you know, cozy up, get your favorite sweater on, you know, put on your favorite vinyl or CD album and light up some candles, drink some hot chocolate, read your favorite book, and just watch from the inside as the snow lands in the street. Honestly, that's my favorite thing to do. And I tried to do that a little bit this afternoon right before I started recording TKO. Just so I can, like, you know, reset my soul and my mental health, because I know for sure one thing: as a graduate student, we're under so much pressure. And you know, it's definitely not just us, but just the whole student body in general. It's a tough time of year. I feel like November is absolutely grind time for students out there, and I just want to use this platform to say, you know what, you know, you should take care of your brain, your mental health, your physical health, and just you as a whole. Everything else comes after. Your health matters the most. So please don't take it for granted and do whatever that is necessary to give yourself that proper health, because you matter. Honestly, you do. So from one student to another, I really hope this resonates and that y'all really take some time today to take care of yourself, okay? So I hope that everybody's been having a beautiful day so far. And, you know, it's good. Like, the times are good, I think. When it comes to, like, you know, Christmas is all almost around the corner. And, you know, there's good stuff happening. There's obviously very bitter and horrifying things happening across the world right now from us, and our heart aches for children of war and injustice, you know. So I do also want to use this platform to say, let's all just come together right now and pray and meditate on peace, world peace, because it's very essential. We're all human and we should be caring about each other, especially our women and children. So I really hope that everybody uses this opportunity right now to send their healing and loving energy to whoever needs it right now across the world, people who are going through war and whatnot. So, you know, just meditating, sending all that energy over, just like this radio wave is doing its thing with the radio waves, physical properties. You know, we're just going to send our TKO energy through the void so that whoever needs to get it to heal can actually receive it and actually heal. So, yeah, that's another thing. So there's definitely a lot happening in the world. But also, to narrow our focus down, there's a lot of different things happening in the world of combat sports. Of course. We have a lot of updates that have been announced about some future fight cards and, you know, just some updates about some fighter drama and What else? Yeah, so we do have a very huge UFC pay-per-view card happening this upcoming weekend. This upcoming weekend, November 11th, Remembrance Day, we will be having the main event fight between Jiří Procházka and Alex Pereira for the light heavyweight championship belt being on the line here. And I can't believe it's already here. It's actually unbelievable. However, I mean, not to sound a little bit pessimistic, but when you know what this fight was initially supposed to be, you feel a little bit sad because you're like, well, darn, I really did wish that I could watch that other fight as well. Not saying that this fight isn't important or valid. It totally is. But of course, I'm talking about the fight between John Jones and Stipe Miocic, which was going to be for the actual heavyweight championship. Just the championship. Anyways, so we were supposed to have that. But obviously, we heard everything that went down with John Jones, and he got injured in training camp and he had to pull out, and the doctors have not cleared him to fight at least within the next 6 to 8 months. So he's definitely out of this card. And so I guess they couldn't really find any opponents for Stipe. So now they've come up with a interim heavyweight championship bout that is going to be between Jiří Procházka and Alex Pereira. And this is the first time that Alex Pereira has actually moved up to the light heavyweight division, and indeed the first time that he is going to be challenging somebody for the light heavyweight championship belt at the UFC. So this is a great fight nonetheless. History in the making. Alex Pereira, former middleweight champion, despite the fact that he's pretty new to this light heavyweight division. Jiří Procházka was the former champion at the light heavyweight division. So as much as this fight is, I hate to say this way, sorry for the bad connotation, it's a substitute fight. I'm sorry, it's the truth, right? It's a substitute fight. As much as it's a substitute fight, it's still a pretty darn good fight. Come on, man. We have the former light heavyweight champion fighting the former middleweight champion in a light heavyweight, interim light heavyweight championship bout, which is pretty good. Whoever wins this fight will get to fight against Jamahal Hill, who is the current light heavyweight champion. And that it's going to be amazing because Jamahal Hill is a very well-rounded MMA fighter. Most importantly, his striking is like none other right now in the light heavyweight division. So for him to be getting to face off against any of these folks, oh my goodness, it's going to be one of those fights that we're going to be sitting on our couches at the edge of our seat with our drinks in our hands and something, we already know there's going to be a finish and everything goes in the air and we're going to be having spills everywhere. Anyways, going to show this fight still, even though it is a substitute fight, is going to be very incredibly exciting with such important implications. And I hope that I was able to sell you all out on this fight. I mean, the UFC maybe should hire me or something to be their marketing person or something, you know. But I really hope that the fight delivers. I have a strong feeling that it will because of the sort of performances that we've seen both of these guys have separately, talking about Jiří Procházka, talking about his general style of fighting. He is very good when it comes to striking, just top-notch striking in the division. And he's had many notable wins against people like Glover Teixeira, who he actually beat before in order to become the light heavyweight champion of the UFC. He's also had some pretty good wins against Dominic Reyes, in which he actually, I do remember this, he knocked him out through a spinning back elbow. Dominic Reyes himself had faced off against John Jones. And It's so surreal. It's so surreal to see this guy, Harry Prochaska, knock out Dominic Reyes like that. Are you kidding me? Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And he's also fought Volkan Ozdemir. And I feel like since he fought Ozdemir, kind of started to hop up the ladders of success and really accelerate on his trajectory to success, in my opinion. He's had many interesting wins on his record. He's only had, let's see, I think 3 losses on his professional record, but he has 29 wins. And that's pretty good. This man is really, really tough, in case you didn't know. If you want to be made sure of that, you should just probably watch his fight on Saturday night, but no one to mess with, that's one thing for sure. So Harry Prochaska is going to be fighting off against Alex Pereira, who I mentioned was the former middleweight champion at the UFC. He comes from a very strong striking background. Before he was in professional MMA, he was a professional kickboxer and a world champion. You might have heard the story of him back in his kickboxing days and his rival, Israel Adesanya. You know, both of them going just head to head and kickboxing, mostly Alex Pereira knocking out Israel Adesanya and beating him, mostly Alex Pereira showing dominance in fights and blah blah blah. So you know, that's the sort of backstory that Alex Pereira has, and ever since he moved to professional MMA, he's been finishing people left and right, and he really does have a talent for fighting. That's one thing to point out. Even though, like I mentioned, he does like to forte. His forte is his striking and kickboxing. He didn't really let that dictate restrict him to a specific style of fighting. He actually went out there and trained himself super properly, very efficiently, in wrestling and grappling as well. So his fights, they're very diverse, actually. You know, the more that time goes on, we see better and better grappling from Alex Pereira. In all honesty, you know, I feel like I turned a little bit too professional over the past few minutes, but in all honesty, I feel like Alex Pereira is one of the scariest guys in the UFC right now. I don't know if y'all the MMA online, the online MMA community, have noticed some of the memes that have been produced out there against Alex Pereira, that he's just this, you know, a stone cold killer. And they put like a picture of a big kahuna against him. Like, he's just so serious and so, you know, he's out there to just demolish his opponents. So yeah, there's a lot of memes about his seriousness and level of gravity when it comes to work, which I think, I mean, it's not just for show. Like, we've seen videos of Alex Pereira hanging out with his friends or whatever, or his family, and he's just like, that's just how he is. And I think that's what makes it scary. Like, we've seen so many folks in MMA, especially in the UFC, who would come out there, you know, trash talk, blah blah blah, like say very nasty stuff, and then exit the scene and they're literally the most respectable and like polite person outside all the, like, where the cameras are, basically. We've seen those a lot, but we haven't seen a lot of guys like Alex Pereira who are basically the same person both in front of cameras, inside the ring and outside the ring and behind the cameras. You know what I mean? He's just he has that warrior mentality. He's really scary, man. He's really scary. You really do not want to be facing off against him. I feel like if it was anybody other than Harry Prochaska, I would actually be worried about their well-being after this fight because of how scary this experience would probably be for them, facing off against Alex Pereira. But Harry Prochaska, he just, again, in all honesty, professional technical aspects of things aside, I feel like when I look at Harry Prochaska, yeah, he's from the Czech Republic, but his style of fighting and resilience reminds me of that of a Viking, actually. And I know it's like, you're like, that's so random, why would you even say that? Well, it just makes sense. Trust me. Let me know what you think when you see Harry Prochaska fight in terms of, you know, he wants to come out there, put out his 100%, but also he's fighting so smart, but also he's not giving up when he's getting injured or getting hit back. You know, that's just the one of the ultimate levels of resilience, in my opinion, when it comes to the fight game. And in the case of Hiro Prochaska, I don't know, he just has that Viking aura. Changed my mind. Okay. But anyways, yeah, I'm really, if you already couldn't tell, I'm really excited about this interim light heavyweight championship bout between Hiro Prochaska and Alex Pereira. Let us know who you think is going to be taking this fight. At our social media, holla at us at our social media at TKO_podcast. Okay, let us know, who do you got? Do you think Alex Pereira, you know, he's gonna show to everybody that he belongs to the light heavyweight division now? Or do you think that here Prochaska would become the new, you know, he would basically regain his light heavyweight title? Do you think that would happen? Anyways, we will be in for a treat, and doesn't matter that we don't have John Jones and Stipe Miocic, because honestly, I feel like for the past, what, like 15 minutes that I've been talking about that fight, hopefully you're convinced that this fight is probably even more exciting than that fight. Because we have two hardworking fighters going at it. And it's going to be very, very exciting to watch. All right. So that's that. Now, one thing is that we had John Jones leave the fight alongside Stipe Miocic. So we don't currently have the heavyweight championship belt anywhere close to us. So Dana White said, okay, what do we do? How about we make something else up in the meantime so that some of our top talented fighters in the heavyweight division, you know, they shoot their shot and we see what's actually going on and we see beyond the shadows of John Jones and old heavyweight legends like Stipe Miocic. Like, what's going on with their young talent, right? So that's why they decided to have a interim heavyweight championship bout between Sergey Pavlovich and Tom Aspinall. So these two guys, oh my goodness, I feel like if I were to make a UFC analogy in this case, they've both had the success trajectory similar to Hamza Chimaev, as in that, you know, guys initially entered the UFC, people don't really know them by name because they're new, like, but they're very well versed outside the UFC. They start fighting and they usually win their early fights with very surprising, jaw-dropping manner, right? If it's like a very huge knockout, a eye-catching submission or something, it's something big. So it grabs your attention. And then we keep watching them on their journey. And we see that they're getting better and better and better. And then probably four or five fights in, five for sure, you will know that, you know what, this person will eventually get a shot at the title. There's just no way. They're just that good. That's the evaluation that you get to make. And, you know, the same way that we can all say that for Hamza Chimaev, we can say that for these, we could have said that for these two guys as well, Sergey Pavlovich and Tom Aspinall. I remember the last fight that Tom Aspinall had, I immediately went to my dad. I was like, yo, Pops, like, this is it. When John Jones retires, when Stipe Miocic retires, who else we got? It's probably up to these guys to save the division. And I feel like Tom Aspinall is definitely one of those guys who will be able to redeem the heavyweight division and this new generation of heavyweight fighters that have a new roster of this new generation. Oh my God, what am I saying even at this point? Anyways, you get my point. The list of new fighters who are in the heavyweight division who will be, in my opinion, like, sort of shaped and modeled by how Tom Aspinall can potentially lead the division. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, So that's one thing. But Sergey Pavlovich, oh my goodness, he is no one to be underestimated here. Y'all should be watching some of this man's highlights. Because if you're not convinced, I mean, he's already the number two ranked contender in the heavyweight division. So, you know, considering that the champion was John Jones, number one was Stipe, number two is this guy. So it's like, ooh, okay. So we're talking about a very dangerous guy right here, which is definitely the case. Again, if you don't believe me, just go watch his highlights yourself. So this guy's going to be fighting off against Tom Aspinall. So I really do see this being a fight that potentially leads to a finish. You know, it's just hard to predict because both guys are offensive strikers, if that makes sense. So they both would want to eventually go for the KO of their opponent. And that's scary in a heavyweight context because you will actually knock out the opponent in a very nasty manner. Because we're like heavyweight shots. Oh my goodness. It's like, you know, remember how much Francis Ngannou's power shots actually equated to is like 96 horsepower. It's like a Ford Escort going at full speed and hitting your chin basically every time in this case, Francis Ngannou would punch you in the face. But, you know, these guys are probably, you know, very close to that. And that's scary. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't want no Ford Escort going at my chin. Like, I want to be able to smile, basically, in my Instagram pictures. So, but yeah, anyways, all that being said, this will be a very exciting fight to watch. I'm not going to lie, y'all. Again, all professionalism and technical breakdownism aside, if I have to be honest, I'm kind of happy that John Jones isn't going to be fighting on this fight card, because have you noticed every time someone dominant takes over like a particular combat sport, everybody else who's probably really, really, really darn good, but is overshadowed by that bigger person, like their talent never shines through unless that bigger person somehow leaves or retires or whatever. And then those other people who were so amazing, but were overshadowed by that bigger person, now it's their chance to shine, right? So I really do see that in this case with John Jones, because, I mean, yeah, no denying the fact that he's an amazing fighter, yeah. But at the same time, because of his name and reputation, I feel like everywhere that he's gone, all the attention has always been on him, as opposed to some of the other amazing fighters who could have been in the same weight divisions. So it's just, you know, I see it as a little bit unfair. So now that John Jones is gone, I mean, you know, I really hope that he feels better with his injury and he recovers well soon. But I am really happy that the division is finally dynamic. We got things moving around, and whoever, you know, we need to see these kind of turnovers almost in the weight division, because otherwise then what's the point? Like, if you just have the title and don't even want to defend it, or you want to defend it and then something happens, you pull out a fight, like, what's the point? It's a sport. It's not a dormant sport. It's not supposed to be a dormant sport. We have to keep it going. We gotta, you know, the show must go on, right? So thank goodness that they actually scheduled the Sergey Pavlovich and Tom Aspinall fight. Very, very exciting fight to watch. Oh my goodness. I feel like this was such a juicy breakdown episode. I really got to the nitty gritty details of whatever you needed to know about the main event and the co-main event of UFC 295 in Madison Square Garden, New York. And yeah, I'm really happy. I feel like it was a wholesome breakdown session. We should do that more often, okay? But I did want to talk more about some of the other fights that are happening on this fight card. Honorable mention is the women's strawweight bout between Jessica Andrade, the former strawweight champion, and Mackenzie Dern, who's one of my all-time favorite women fighters in the UFC. This fight is also going to be incredibly exciting. Make sure you watch it. Mackenzie Dern comes from the best BJJ background, period. Her dad is so famous in the world of BJJ, and she too was very big in the world of, should I say, professional BJJ, before she actually joined MMA. So shout out to her. Also shout out to Andraj. They've been through a lot over the past few years, wins and losses, but nonetheless the heart shines through, and they're trying to make the best of their opportunities. So shout out to them. And yeah, it's gonna be a very exciting fight card overall. UFC 295, make sure you watch it. Finally, after so long, we're going to be having fight nights, or should I say the pay-per-view card, happening at 10 p.m. Eastern time, because over the past little while where the fights were happening, they were happening in the Middle East, so we would just randomly have to tune into fights at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon on a Saturday, which wasn't too bad because I personally sleep really early, so I really struggle to stay up if the fights happen later at night. Unless I drink an espresso or something, Red Bull or something. Oh my God, that was so many something. But yes, we just got to do whatever we got to do to stay up and watch the fights, okay? Madison Square Garden, New York, UFC 295 happening this Saturday, November 11th. All right. Now, I just want to briefly talk about... not the next pay-per-view event for the UFC, but the one happening after that, UFC 297, which we mentioned on some of our previous episodes that it was originally, well, okay, what happened was that one of the fighters, Cub Swanson, who was announced to fight at UFC 297, somehow either knowingly or unknowingly revealed that that UFC card was going to be happening in Toronto. And everybody was like, wait, what is happening in Toronto? UFC hasn't had a Toronto event in such a long time. But nonetheless, it was true. And now they have actually announced the main event for UFC 297 happening in Toronto. Guess who? Oh, of course, none other than the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the UFC, Islam Makhachev, the current lightweight champion at the UFC, is going to be defending his title against the former lightweight champion at the UFC as well. Ah, the Bronx, Charles the Bronx Oliveira, is going to be fighting Islam Makhachev for the second time. And it's going to be happening in our backyard, literally in the GTA, probably at Scotiabank Arena. And so I just wanted to really put this out there on my show so that y'all do not forget to book your tickets. Keep checking the website. I bet you not, the seats are going to be sold out within a matter of 2 hours. So make sure that you keep refreshing the website and purchase your tickets as soon as you can. That's what I'm going to do. But I really was so excited about the main event of that fight card. And I just want to share my excitement with y'all. And I'm really happy that I was able to come through. But all in all, I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with our previous episode. And for more content, you can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcast. And until next time, it's your girl Janan right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.